Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And today we're getting into another episode.
This is episode 47.
Is this 47? Yes, it's 47. Oh my God. Y'all, three away from 50 is crazy.
Three away from 50 is insane.
I love that for us.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
And we already are in the works of like...
Wait, what does episode 50 mean? Does that mean a year?
No, 52 is a year, remember?
52 is a year?
Yeah, because it's like 52 or 53 weeks in a year, right? One of those.
Oh my God.
52? Yeah. 52 is a year.
Oh my goodness. So I feel like we have to do something at 52.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to do? Like get a cake?
Yeah.
Sing a song? It is our birthday.
You know what we should do for 52? It is our birthday. We should have, like, guest callers call in for the first time ever. Idea.
Yes. Oh, my God. Let us know what you guys think that we should do for our birthday. Should we have the guest callers call in? Like, what do you guys want to talk? You know what? You guys should be able to call in and tell us how you feel about the podcast.
Yeah. Like, for this whole year, like, what has it done for you? Has it been an improvement
good.
In your life?
Have you absolutely hated us? Do you hate us?
Do you love every moment of it? Right. Are we a part of your routine? Right. And we want to answer questions, too. I love it. I love that. Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea. But then what if we get prank callers and they're like, you know me,
I'm stupid, bitch.
Right. Well, hopefully we don't.
Yeah, hopefully not. We'll hang up on those. But the loved ones, we are accepting. And I just want to say, we are at 47. I appreciate y'all. I really do.
I
have grown a love unlike no other for this pod.
Yeah, honestly, I have too. Like, I never thought us starting this would, like, reached so many people. Like, sometimes I forget how many people actually watch the podcast. And then it's like... There's been so many full circle moments.
Full circle moments.
And it's like, oh, shit. Like, I forgot that, like, a lot of people watch our podcast.
Bro, when we were at Everyday People, first of all, it was my first time ever at Everyday People. It's like this party that's, like, I guess it started in New York, but it's, like, out here, too. It is a grand old ball. The music is playing.
Love
the drinks are flowing. Like, it's not really no sections like that. It's just, like, it's like an open space like that be outside, and it's just, like, a great vibe. We did not realize how many people, like, it came to us from the podcast. And they were like, we love the pod. We were in a circle, jigging it up, dancing, bow, bow, bow.
With people who watch the pod.
We are for the people, baby.
We are.
We are for the people.
Oh, we haven't even told them, but we got a really amazing opportunity.
That's what I was just talking about. I just said, I was like, we in the works.
Oh, that's what you said?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, so we're in the works for our freaking touring. And we really, really hope to see y'all. Like, we don't have the city solidified, but we're thinking it's probably going to be LA, New York, Houston.
Yeah, and a few. Probably. I mean, honestly, we want to touch the people.
We really want to touch the people. I mean, I hope that it's hella people.
Yeah, I know, right? Because I'm like, I don't know.
I'm scared. No, like, y'all, like, please don't be broke. Please don't be cheap. Please buy tickets to see us. I'm serious. I'm going to be so mad. Like, if we walk into an empty room.
And it's like the first fully functioning, like the first one is probably going to be like, I mean, I don't know. It's just nerve wracking, but I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited to like see all the people that watch us consistently because, you know, I love like conversating and like, you know, just
conversing.
Is it conversing or conversating?
It's conversing. But it's okay, baby boy.
It can be both.
Okay. My bad, my vocabulary bad. Yeah. Queen. Ooh, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I don't know. Whatever.
But yeah.
What am I trying to say? Okay. Yeah. We're going to be really excited. I think my brain is fucking malfunctioning. Guys, this is the second episode we filmed today. I'm sick as you guys can hear my voice. My voice has got a little clearer. Since last episode, whatever. But anyways.
She's sick. She had to go get that strep checked out.
Oh, yeah. I got my strep test. I think I said that.
You did?
Last episode.
Oh, yeah. And it was negative, right?
Yes, it was negative. Actually, I'm kind of bummed that it's negative because it's like, what's wrong with me? I'm sick, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was in there convincing myself I had AIDS. You know.
That girl, hypochondriac to the T.
Every time something happens to me, I'm convincing myself it's either cancer or HIV. 100%. That's what it is. I got to go the full extent. Have a cold, HIV.
I'm about to die.
Have a sore in my back. It's a tumor. It's cancer. It's a tumor. It's done for.
No, I'm crying. But yeah, we're excited for that. So hopefully, I mean, our week, we are just filming two podcasts. So let's get into the social media question.
Shall we?
Of the week. Yay. It says... Des Miracle asked this, what's a guilty pleasure when it comes to men?
A little gayness.
She's not even lying.
A little fruitiness in his cup, honestly. Yeah. That's a guilty pleasure. But not like outwardly just like a little artsy. And nah, but I mean, yeah, like I light a little fruit in this cup, you know?
Yeah, like a little guy with a fruit in his cup. Yeah. My guilty pleasure. A little aggression. We're completely polar opposites.
A little aggression.
Like a little, like, I like for you to, like, not put me in
no,
my
No, but
place,
I like but aggressive. I like a little aggression, too, though.
I feel like when they too fruity-duty, like, I wouldn't take it seriously. Like, who the hell are you talking
I
to?
I don't mean fruity like that. I just mean probably, like, one of my exes. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. He a little...
Look,
he a little hand down.
He
a little hand down with it. But I like it though. But he is a demon, so fuck him, he can go to hell. Mm-hmm. But my most recent ex.
We know that not him. But
the Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. And you know, Sagittarius is my complete love match.
Oh, like, I know, mm-hmm. I know. And you know what? It does Aquarius make sense. I could see that. I could see that. For sure.
Because I know how to deal with all that type of shit.
I think that you and that man probably would be a cool match because you're funny and he's funny as fuck. And you're not like hella emotional, like emotionally attached. Like you are in your current relationship.
Yeah.
But like that man is just a fucking demon. He needs another demon. Like that's all it is to it. But what were we talking about?
Yeah, mine is just a little, my guilty pleasure. Masculine. When it comes to men, is a little bit of masculinity. Like I enjoy a good, not being told what to do, but being told what to do. I might not do it, but I like you telling me it sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I get what you mean.
Yeah, like put your foot down a little bit.
Yeah, I like the same.
Yeah.
So let's get into our week. Nothing's happened because this is the second episode we filmed today. We have nothing to talk about for our week. Hopefully we have good weeks. Hopefully we have a good time. I mean, pay attention.
Yeah, because
to
the last episode, technically I would have been coming back from New York and I would have been celebrating my 3-year anniversary. So I'm sure in the next episode I'll talk about that. But yeah, for sure. I'm going to New York to celebrate that and then I'm going to Florida. So I'm excited. But yeah, we have nothing right now because we just did that.
Yeah. So we're going to just talk about the topics that we have. Is that okay? Well, since we were just talking about the podcast and how much we love it.
Yeah.
And how much we're so thankful for everybody and everything and all of that. Oh my God, my roles are crazy. Podcast breakups.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of podcast breakups lately that we have been seeing. Obviously, B. Simone.
Yeah, the B. Simone
and Megan, they broke up.
And now it's so relevant again because B. Simone came out with her podcast. I forgot the name of it.
Is it called Let's Try This Again?
Yeah, Let's Try This Again.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of like... She got a lot of backlash, but I feel like B. Simone always gets backlash. She can't do right, she can't do wrong. People gonna always have something to say about her, which I guess is a good thing in a sense. Yeah. But she got a lot of backlash because of how like
the rollout was.
They thought she was being petty, and like Megan Ashley, I guess her podcast partner rollout was a little different. They had just two different rollouts.
What was her rollout? I didn't see Megan.
Her rollout was more so like, you know, with a purpose and like, you know, like just like.
Like no shade.
Yeah, no shade. It wasn't any shade. It wasn't like B. Simone's was like it had two chairs. And she was like, B. Simone was like, hold up, what are we going to do with this? You know what I'm saying? So that was a little shady, I will say. But I'm like,
love
I
you,
get.
B.
Look, love you, B. But I get the whole connotation of it. Like I can understand it. I can get it. And she knows she has a big following and she knows what gets people going. And that definitely got people going. It got people talking. Yeah. It got people interested and invested. So I can get it and I understand it.
It's marketing, honey.
It's marketing, getting to it. But
then the Just Us podcast also broke up.
With Jacob Williams and
Amber
Just
Wagner.
Went to their podcast, their live show.
That they had at the Beverly Center.
At the Beverly Center. And it was such a good podcast. It's such a good show. I loved it. They had... They had India Love there as a guest. They had a pastor. Yeah, they had a pastor
there. They had
the
boy who runs, what is that blog?
Neighborhood Talk?
The Neighborhood Talk, yeah.
Yeah, we seen him at Everyday People, and she didn't say nothing to him. It was very beefed out. You don't remember that?
I was blacked out drunk.
Blacked
we saw
out.
Him?
Yeah, we saw him, and Jacob was like, speak to him, and you was just like this.
Oh, and he did the same thing. He did the same thing to me?
Y'all did the same thing to each other. You looked right at that man.
I don't even recognize him. I don't even know. Did I?
The Gay Boys was in full swing at Everyday People, too. I loved it.
He gave me a little funny look?
No, you gave him a look.
But you said he did it back.
Well, probably.
How did I look?
You was like this.
You lying. I, I remember seeing Jacob at Everyday People for 5 seconds.
Yeah, no, and we
and being like, hey,
and we nothing. Talked about that. We talked about how he was starting his own podcast. We had just seen it.
I don't remember.
And we seen that girl also.
Uh huh.
And I pushed her.
Yeah.
I felt really bad for that because that was my natural reaction because for one, she bumped me and mm-hmm. then she's like Bogart. She Bogarted Winter. And I'm just like, I pushed yeah. on her chest and she was smaller too. And I was like, she was like, no, I actually know her. And I was like, my bad, baby girl.
Yeah, that was fun. Shy was big body garden.
I was not even trying to be, but it was like she had bumped into both of us. I was like, what right. is going on?
Wait, I do not remember seeing that boy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It seemed like that y'all was just, y'all was kind of like beefed out or something.
You I don't
just
got
like,
no well. Beef. Look, what I don't even know that motherfucking name, but I'll tell you right here and right now. Don't know you, don't give a fuck about you. I don't.
Well, I don't. Yeah, everybody's not having podcasts.
I
mean,
you know,
anymore.
I don't have no beef with nobody, but it's just like, I think people who are bloggers, like, I don't know.
Girl, technically, I've been feeling like a blogger lately. I've been out.
I know.
And I genuinely do not like it. Yeah. That is not my tea. That's not my vibe. That is not my situation. Because,
like, people don't like when we, like, give our opinions. Obviously, so people will have an issue when we talk about certain things.
And, you know, I don't like being in those. So that's what I'm saying. You got to give some grace to these bloggers because they're going to have to do what they got to do. But sometimes they do pick and choose.
Yeah. No, they pick and choose. They pick and choose.
But, like, I believe in giving grace because, like, I've lately, this past 2 weeks, I've had run-ins with people that we've talked about on the podcast. Yeah. And it's just
we ran into another person at the
Everyday People and it was some shit. And it was like some awkward shit. I just don't like awkward shit. Remember when I got into that argument with that girl literally damn near a year ago. Mm-hmm. When I seen her again, I was just like, look, I don't want no bad blood. Yeah. Like I apologize for anything I did because I don't like going into spaces. Bitch, I'm a lady. I don't have ops. You know what I'm saying? Like that's just not my vibe.
Yeah.
It's not my tea. I'm wrapped.
Yeah, no,
when it
comes to
that.
Feel it.
So I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, I 100% feel it. I mean, for me personally, I just feel like I'm gonna always give my opinion, and I'm always gonna tell people how I feel.
Yeah,
and that's just what it is. If you like it, you like it. I mean, I feel like I do keep it respectful to a certain degree.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's
I just
all.
Feel like I was like,
and I feel like we don't nitpick at people though. I feel like blogs nitpick at people. Which
yeah,
is
and they
up.
And they cater captions towards people's disapproval.
Yes, and I don't like that. It's like let people have their own opinions. Like, I feel like with us, it's like we give our opinions, but it's like at the end of the day, I think that we try to see other perspectives.
Yeah, and we
well.
Also both have two different opinions on things too, but we both can know how to like respect each other's opinion.
Right, right.
But it's like to me, I just feel like, and I said this before, we both said this, like we have to learn how to like give our opinion without being disrespectful. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or without, you know, like. Like even the one that we did with the girl and how you said that she had joined your live for a second.
Oh, Selena Powell?
When I called her Dusty, even though she is, I felt bad about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really
I
did.
I don't feel bad about people like that because those people like
those
that
people love
do
that type
wrong
of shit,
to people all the time. Like, if you're doing wrong to people, no, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat nothing for you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck if you have a beef with me. I don't care about none of y'all. Honestly, I'm giving my opinion about y'all. But if you see me, there ain't no beef. It ain't got to be none of that.
Right, look, I was like, hey. I didn't even say nothing. I'd just be like, and like, I'm not even that type of person. I don't like having to monitor my energy because you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't. I want to be me full-fledged, and I'm like, I'm sure that's going to change over time.
Right.
And the more I have to be aware of my surroundings. But, you know, I like to be a little butterfly when I'm around and about. Like, I don't really have them issues, and I've just noticed it lately of like, oh, I don't like it.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel it. I mean, honestly, I really don't care. I feel like I always feel like when I go out in public, people already have their opinions of me. So I feel like I'm used to it. Like, you know, like either people really love me or people don't like me.
Yeah.
So
It's either one or the other.
It's either one or the other.
And it's not so much of an opinion I care about with people because, you know, I mean, I'll be a raging feral rat around people and I'll be like, well, whatever, it happened.
Right.
It's not the opinions. It's about I genuinely just am speaking my opinion. I don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah.
Even if they are, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody wants to, like, you know how it could be if it's, like, seeing, like, an opinion about you that's kind of unwarranted, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't really want to, like, honestly just don't want to hurt people's feelings. I don't want people to think
no,
that, like,
I feel
you know,
that. I understand that. I get that, too.
It's not more about me. It's more so about them.
Yeah. I don't really want to hurt anybody's feelings either, but I feel like when we do give opinions that maybe are not pleasant, it's not because somebody is doing something nice. Like, you know, it's not because they're doing something that's right if we're giving a negative opinion.
Yeah.
Like, even when I've, like, I know that people have issues with me, I'm not gonna, like, you know, completely sway against them, like, if I feel like they're not in the wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I will say, like, look, it's like, I know you don't like me, like, whatever, like, blah, blah, blah. I've done that in multiple situations. So, I mean, whatever. I get what you mean, though. It's a hard job. Like, it is a hard job. It's hard to have to get in front of a camera, tell your opinions, be honest, be straightforward, because you don't want to be fake. You want to always be true to yourself. And then it's like, and then not offend anybody in the process. It's just not possible.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hey. It is what it is.
Yeah. Like, the Breakfast Club has been doing it for years.
Yeah.
I think Jess Hilarious is such a good add-on to it. Dude, I wonder what happened. Yeah, I do. I wonder what really went down and what happened with Angela Yee, but she's doing her. She's been.
So Angela Yee is the one who they replaced.
Yeah, Angela Yee, she was the girl. She has her own podcast called Lip Service.
Yeah, I wonder what happened.
Yeah, I know, but.
Wait, is that Angela Yee?
That's Angela Yee.
Lip Service. Looks like Mediterranean?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. I think she, hold on, before I speak. What does she look like? What does Angela Yee look like?
Light skin.
Oh, this is her?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not her. Some girl asked me to be on her podcast. I forgot what it was called. I wasn't going to respond, though, but anyways.
Mm. No, yeah, Angela Yee, that's a popular one. But, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what happened, too. I want to know the tea. Angela, hit us up.
I know, right? But, no, yeah, it's just, it is a difficult job. And, I mean, it does take getting used to, but, like, when I see it in those type of environments and when I'm surrounded, when I'm in those environments and in that moment, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
It just gives me a feeling that I'm not necessarily used to.
Yeah, it's like, sorry.
Yeah, it's like, hey, no drama, don't mean no beef, but, you know.
Yeah, but no, I feel you.
But it's a hard life of a podcaster.
It is a hard life. People don't talk about it. But whatever, I'm thankful. I mean, we are very blessed, so it's no complaints over here. It's just what comes with it.
It does.
That's it. But speaking of the podcast breakup. We came really close to it.
Yeah. And I think y'all would know the date.
We didn't come that close to it, but we came close to it.
Yeah.
We didn't come close to it, but we definitely considered it.
Yeah, I didn't actually, but I mean, I knew that
I considered it in a stubborn moment.
Yeah, I knew. Is that Popeyes?
Oh, I'm crying.
Y'all could ask me if I wanted some. But I'm crying. Three dark spicy. But no, our engineer just brought Popeyes out, and yes, he is black.
Yo. Bro.
But
yeah.
But yeah, so it happened in Japan, and yeah, I know y'all knew, but it turned out we really were not lying about the footage being missing.
Yeah.
But we also, we took that time, because the footage was missing, but we took that time to just like take a break and reconvene.
We broke because up.
We had to like.
For like 2 weeks.
For what?
Like 2 weeks, right?
No, it was a week. Mm. It was literally just a week, and then we spoke after
that
week. It
felt like forever.
I'm crying. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of your story to tell, in a sense.
We decided we were going to talk about it on the podcast today because we felt like, you know, with all the things going on, nobody ever tells the business of what happened.
Yeah, nobody tells the business.
And I don't
nobody
like that. I want to know the tea of what happened.
Yeah, because if y'all been here throughout this whole, you know, situation, you should be able to understand, like, if we going through some shit. Like, it's real grown. Like, friendships really go through shit. And I need y'all to understand that before you pass judgment.
Yeah.
Friendships go through things.
Yes, 100%. Friendships go through things just like relationships. And I feel like it's important that as women, we put as much effort into our girlfriendships as we do with these men. Because one thing about a woman, you will take your man back 550 million times. But then as soon as you get into it with your homegirl because she didn't come to your birthday dinner, it's over.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, you gotta know how to work through it or whatever. And we've gotten into it before. Like, y'all know, we quit talking for 6 months at one point, and we have bickers. We have, like, not that often, but, like, from time to time.
They've been more so currently because it's, like, we've had more bickering. Not bickering, but just, like, it's difficult. It's not difficult, but it's, like, it's a reason why people say sometimes friends and business don't always go together.
Yes.
So it's like you have to get through the trial and error part of it, and you have to like sometimes take the friendship out of it and put the business in it, and sometimes take the business out of it and put the friendship in
it.
So you have to learn how to decipher and work through those two things in general.
Right.
So I feel like we are getting the hang of like doing the best of both, but I can guarantee you, I don't know what be going on between these podcasts that do be breaking up, but I can guarantee it's one of the two.
Yeah.
They forgot to put one before the other, or one with the other, or one without the other. You know what I'm saying?
100%. So what happened with us was, so we went to Japan, obviously for my birthday, and
12-hour flight,
long as hell. And What happened? Okay, so I was supposed to host the first night we got there.
I'm crying at him being ready for the T2.
So the first night that we got there, I was supposed to host the club, which was One Oak Tokyo, whatever. Mm-hmm. So this is just all from my perspective, okay? So we get there, we get out there, we get ready. We're like, you know, let's just go frolic. Let's just try to find stuff to do. Like, mm-hmm. let's get drinks, let's get drunk, blah, blah, blah. Keep in mind, the hosting on the flyer says it's at 11. But obviously, in my mind, I'm like, we're not going at 11. Like, 11 is hella early.
Yeah.
So scroll forward. We're out. We're at a hookah bar. We're getting drinks, da, da, da. And then I'm like, well, what time do we want to go to the thing? Oh, we went to Nobu. Cute ass dinner. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever. It was a good time. And then we're at hookah, and then Rhythm's kind of like, oh, yeah, like, no, we should go at 11. Like, I think it's, like, at when they say it's at.
And the hookah bar, like, I found this hookah spot literally right. It was cute as fuck. Yeah, it was cute as hell. It was right next to, we could walk literally to One Up.
Yes.
So I found a hookah bar from, so we walked there, and it was, like, still early. It was, like, 11:30, 12-ish.
Yeah, it was still hella early.
Yeah.
So we get there. Obviously, there's nobody there. It's empty. So they're like, do y'all want to come back, like, when the club is happening? And we're like, okay, yeah, like, we just don't know. Like, we're not from out here. So then we go out again. Like, we go get more drinks. We go to this little area with, like, a couple little, like, clubs. We go to that one. We go to a club.
The place called Harlem. It's the place called Harlem in Tokyo. And we had an absolute blast. They ended up bringing, like, some strippers out.
Like, it was, like, LA music. Like,
yeah, literally. It was, like, a vibe. It was a good time.
It was a good time. So then, okay, by that time, it's probably, like, 1:30.
No, it's like two.
It's okay, two. Okay, so it's time. Like two. So we're like, okay, let's go back to the club. Like, now it's club time. Yeah. But keep in mind,
we're all lit.
And it's Wednesday night. It's Wednesday. So it's like, thinking back.
Could is it Wednesday or is it Tuesday?
I think it was Wednesday. I don't remember. Who knows?
Yeah, I think it was Tuesday.
Oh, okay. It was just not a lit night. Yeah, it wasn't a weekend.
Tuesday night, yeah.
So whatever, we get there, it's still bunk as hell. Like, it's whack as hell. And I'm like, we sit there for a minute and I'm just like, first of all, it's my birthday. I'm going through a crisis already because it's my birthday and I'm getting a year older and I'm drunk. Like, you know, we're all wasted. So the club is whack as hell. And I'm just like, I want to go. Like, I want to go. Like, just period. Like, let's go. And nobody says anything. And I'm just like, okay, like, everybody just acting like they don't want to go. So I'm just like, all right, well, I'm calling my Uber. I'm going to go. So I call my Uber, get in the Uber. Well, as I'm walking out of the club, they start playing my music. And that really sends me over the fucking edge. Because I'm like, I mean, some of y'all know, but like, I took music seriously and like, you know, did my little thing with it, whatever. But like, it really is hard on me emotionally because that was a dream of mine that I never made happen. And like, I feel like it was stolen from me when I got my music stolen from me. And like, it's just like a whole emotional thing for me when it comes to my music. And now I'm getting older. I feel like I can't even do music anymore. Like, it's just like a whole thing that I've been going through, especially like, it's your birthday. Now you're too old to put out music. Like, this is your dream. You let it go. Like, you're never going to be shit. The club is empty. Nobody came here to see you. Like, you know, whatever. Like, I'm hosting this club, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're not shit. So leave the club crying, whatever, get on the phone with my then boyfriend. And I'm just bawling my eyes out the whole night. Like, I'm literally crying. And all my best friends stay. They stay and they party and they celebrate my birthday without me. Cake comes out with my face on it. They all stay there. They're having the time of their life posting happy birthday, Winter. And Winter is gone crying at the hotel by herself. Furious at this point that none of my friends tried to call me. Nobody was like, oh, this is my best friend, it's her birthday, like, if she wants to leave, let's just fucking go, like, whatever the case may be. Like, and honestly, I would have, even if we left, I wasn't trying to like end the night. I just did not want to be in there. I was like, this shit is embarrassing. I'd rather go back to where we were, like, where nobody like is expecting me. Like, it's just fucking embarrassing, like, you know. So 7 a.m. rolls around, I think 6 in the morning, they all come back. They're drunk as hell. I'm irritated as fuck. They're like just drunk, you know, having the time of their life. So I go downstairs. I try to get a different room. I'm like, I don't even want to stay in the same room with them. Like, I want to get out of here. Like, I was so mad. Like,
you did all that? I didn't even know you did that.
Yes, I did. I went down there at 6 something in the morning, and they said, you can't do anything until 7 in the morning. So I was like, okay, forget it. Like, I'm going to just go back upstairs. I'm going to go get in the bed, and I'm going to just take my ass to sleep, and hopefully I'll sleep this shit off. So then I woke up, and like, I was still mad, but like, I had made a decision when I woke up. Like, I felt better. My emotions were like a little bit lowered. I did still feel away, but I was like, I just want to put this behind me because, you know, we still have all these days left in Japan. Like, obviously, like, I don't want this to, you know, become a thing. And, okay, so do you want to say about the first half? You want to talk? Do you want to give your, like, say your thing about the first half? Because, like, this is not where everything goes to hell. This is just what happened to kick it off.
Yeah. Well, to me, I didn't know that I am a queen of on my birthday, like a few days before my birthday, I am queen of being dramatic. Like, I'll cancel my birthday like 12 times over. So I can understand, literally, I can understand your emotions in that moment. But to me, I was just like, and this is not an excuse to you, but this is something that winter kind of had, like, it's, we're all familiar with. We're all obviously her best friends, so we're all familiar with winter doing the Irish goodbye. She said it multiple times. Like, she'll do an Irish goodbye, she'll call it a day. Like, and, you know, we didn't think anything of it. We genuinely were just like, we just flew, you know, like, we're all, mind you, we've gone a few different places. We just flew 12 hours to be here with you for your birthday. Mm-hmm. So we went to a few places. We get lit. We're already at this spot. So we're trying to hype her up. We're thinking, like, you know, no, don't leave. Don't leave. Like, you know, we didn't think that to the... there's a video. Happen. There's a video of me saying no, like we like partying, like and I'm in your face.
I don't remember ever anybody saying don't leave.
We literally. Why would we not be like don't leave, Winter?
I'm just saying what I don't remember.
There's a video of us saying it.
I'm not saying you didn't. I'm just saying I don't remember. I was just very drunk. I don't know.
Yeah, no. So we're not gonna be like we don't want you to leave. We're literally like no, let's stay. We're literally like let's stay. This is a vibe. Like we in Tokyo. Like nobody expects this bitch to be packed out. Is your best friends here? We got free liquor. Let's party. Yeah. That's our vibe. So we like, let's just party. Like, you know, like we gonna make the best of it.
Yeah.
So when she left, mind you, I didn't see when she actually like walked away because like I'm trying to figure out, I think somebody, one of the friends requested for her to play the song. Me, I'm trying to find the bottle situation. I'm like, let's take, because I'm like, she don't want champagne. Let's take this bottle. Let's get some liquor. Let's have a good time. So that's what I'm focusing on. Because like we can make the best of it. It could be a empty room and I will have fun.
Yeah, no, so, and that is always, like, the case with us. Like, we can make nothing into something. But just the fact of, like, my birthday crisis that I was going through mentally, it was not possible for me in that moment. Like, I needed to leave there. I had to get up out of there. Like, I just couldn't do it. Like, you know, so...
Yeah, so in that moment, when she, I didn't see when she actually left. I did send a text. I said, are you okay? She didn't respond. I could have done more. I could have called. But in that moment, I'm like, we all grown. Like, you know, I didn't know that if I would have known she was leaving out crying, sad about the situation. Of course, we all would have went there. We all would have left immediately. Like, we just literally think that, you know, this is something that Winter does. She leave and she be fine. Like, you'll be fine. Like, you know, we didn't think anything of it. We weren't there partying. With the intentions of like, yeah, that bitch going home crying. You know what I'm saying? Like, that wasn't a thought process for us. Mm-hmm. And mind you, I hate to say this, but we had an absolute blast.
She's such a fucking clown, bro. Like, she's really a fucking clown, bro.
Like, and it was, I can't even lie, but like, we really did. Like, we had a good time. And we should have done more in that. Like, we could have done more in that moment.
I just
think
it's like, just in my, like, all of the excuses, like, I do understand. But at the end of the day, it's your best friend's birthday. Any other day of the year, there's 364 of them. Who gives a fuck? Whatever. Yes, whatever. Winter just be leaving. Da, 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 da. But it's like, it's actually the day, the night of my birthday, like of my actual birthday that we're supposed to be celebrating. Like, we literally like flew here. The only day I really even gave a fuck about anything was just like, I just want to be with my best friends. I want to celebrate my birthday. That's it. Whatever else we do, we could do, whatever the case may be. So it's like all the excuses they make since they add up for all the 364 days. But it's like, it's one day of the year. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I just thought about it, like all my best friends are cool. Like, you get me? They're all cool. Like, whatever. They have no issues. They don't have no beefs, whatever. And I love that. But if this was to happen and they weren't all together and it was just like me and Shy and like a different group of friends, like, I feel like Shy would be like, oh my God, it's my best friend's birthday. Like, no. And then, like, if it happened with Dom would be like, oh no, this is my best friend's birthday. But because it was all my best friends, it was like they kind of felt like, this is cool. Winter always does that, like, blah, blah, blah. But really, like, I don't think that any of y'all would have done that if you guys didn't have each other to kind of, like, justify what you were doing. And I'm not saying I think that it was just like some like plotted out malicious ass thing. I don't think that, but I just think it's just like, look, you doing it, I'm doing, okay, whatever, like we drunk as fuck, okay, well she gone, okay, whatever, like we still gonna turn up and have a good time. Like it doesn't, there's no excuse, like it's your best I would never do that to you.
I feel like it was self-inflicted. I would never put you in a position to like have that awkward position and be like, I'm going to, and that's why we're two different people, I'm going to realize that my friends came 12 hours away. We wanted to have a good time. Like, I'm going to make the best out of that situation. And I understand.
Right. And in that I moment, feel like we had fun. Like, it's not like we didn't do anything the whole night. And it's not like we couldn't have gone somewhere else.
But you were saying, like, I want to go home. I want to get out of here. I'm in bed. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't remember ever saying I want to go home. I remember saying I want to leave. I want to get up out of here. I don't. Yeah. I definitely was like, this shit is embarrassing for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't think I want to go home came out of my mouth. Because I wouldn't have cared to stay out and keep partying. Like, we were just going partying at different places. So, like, no. Like, that...
The only place that we had went that was actually a good time was Harlem, and then like,
but you just said you could make a good time out of anywhere.
We could make, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't mind having a good time anywhere, but I'm just saying to me, I just feel like it wasn't intentional and it wasn't malicious. And I just think that I wouldn't have, like you're saying what you expected or what we would have done. I wouldn't have put any of my friends in that position to make them feel like, because at the end of the day, we are grown women. And if I do want to leave, I'm going to leave on my own. I would not expect or require anything from you that I'm not doing myself.
Right, and we are different people.
Yeah, because, that's what I'm saying.
That's the thing.
Why I apologize.
If I'm going to cry on my birthday and I'm sad on my birthday, I'm worried about me being sad and crying on my birthday. I'm not worried about y'all wanting to get drunk and turn up in the club to celebrate my birthday without me. Like, I would,
but the
like,
thing is, we didn't know you were crying. So that's what I'm saying. It was not malicious. It wasn't intentional. We literally just have thought, even though the excuse is invalid to you, to your extent, to the extent, we genuinely did not think that. If any of us would have thought for a split second that you were not okay, it would have been automatically.
I mean, I don't know. I'm never going to agree with it. Like, I know it wasn't malicious, but, like, also, we're in a foreign-ass country. Like, I get if we're in L.A., whatever, like, drag your excuse, whatever, whatever y'all want to say. But, like, we're in a foreign country. Like, I don't give a fuck if it's my best friend's birthday, we're in a foreign country, and she walks off, obviously upset. I'm going to be like, hold on. You're not leaving. We're in a whole different country. Like, you never know what could happen. Thank God Japan is a very safe place, whatever. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel scared or nervous or anything at all. But, like, I'm just saying, like, it's just so many levels to where I was like, y'all really have me fucked up. But, I mean, I decided to look past it until, obviously, we couldn't look past it anymore.
Yeah. And I just think that level was you deciding to leave was the first step. You know what I'm saying? And the way our reaction to not following behind you was what led to the other step to me.
Okay, I wouldn't say following behind you. I would say maybe checking on your best friend on her birthday. I don't need nobody to follow me around.
I know,
like
I say that.
You know
I say,
I'm an Irish goodbye. You know I'm
okay
with
saying.
That.
That's what we were thinking. So that's what I'm saying. It was not malicious. Okay. So like you, like I did send a text. And when you when you didn't respond to that text, mind you, we were already lit. I should have called. I should have done something more. We all collectively should have done something more. And I get you probably expected more from me because I'm with you day in, day out, every single day. So I can take full accountability for that part. We should have done more. I think we shouldn't have left you. We shouldn't have let you leave like that. And I will take full accountability for that because I do agree to that extent. I do understand that. Especially like now knowing how you felt about everything from that night. Mm-hmm. I do understand that. I definitely do understand.
Yeah.
But we are two different people in those scenarios, and I probably should have looked at it. If I know you, I should have looked at it from your scenario, from a different standpoint. So I'll say that. But so we got past that part. We ended up like getting me and her two other friends ended up like just there lit. We ended up getting ramen after. But, like we could have honestly like left right after. Like the night had just got carried away from us. So when we get back, we're going back to the hotel. None of us think that she's mad. We still are like oblivious to her. Like
I don't believe that because literally, Dom, when I woke up in the morning,
I was just about to explain.
Dom said, "Are you still mad?"
I was just about to explain it. So when we get to the hotel, literally, the deadbolt is on. So we
I don't even remember doing that.
Okay,
by the way,
it was on. It was up. So
I was probably just drunk and scared. Like I don't want nobody to come murder me.
Okay, so yeah, so that's why we literally all looked at each other and was like, oh shit, she is probably mad. She is probably a little upset. So that's when it clicked to us, like, she put the deadbolt on. We had to knock on the door for her to get up, and the way she answered, she didn't even say anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's when we were like, oh shit, she might be mad. We're outside waiting for you to, like, answer, and that's when we say that. Okay. So the next day, you can go from there. So that's how we figured out that she was upset about the whole situation. But in the meantime, while we were out there, we really didn't think anything of it.
I think that that is all the details we need to get into.
Because you're getting upset?
No, I'm not getting upset, but I feel like I will. Low key. Like, not like it's like some unresolved ass shit. Like, we talked about it, whatever, but like, it's just, I just don't agree. And like, sometimes we're gonna just like have to agree to disagree, like, which we've had to do before. Mm-hmm. And I mean, just long story short, a couple of days go by and the shit hits the fan, everything's come out, it just gets to be a lot, it gets a little too much. Mm-hmm. And me and Chai leave on different flights and we don't talk. And then footage gets lost, and then
footage got lost so conveniently, because we literally were just, we, it literally was like, we needed that footage and we could not find that footage. And they were, and like, we didn't even leave. We left on a note that was just like, we don't know. We're going to obviously have to talk when we get back to LA, but you know, some like,
because there was like a time where Chai was like, well, you know what this means, right? And I was like, yeah, I do. I don't give a fuck. Like, I was, like, not giving a fuck about the podcast. I wasn't giving a fuck about shit. Like, I was, honestly, I was just so hurt and so angry that how everything was going on, like, you know, when things got carried away, that it was just, like, I really didn't give a fuck. But I knew in my heart, like, I don't want to throw away everything that we have or our friendship. Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously, it was a hard thing to talk about. Like, obviously, things happen and there's sometimes uncomfortable things you got to talk about with your friends. But, like, it got to get done, especially when you love and care about your friends. Like, you gotta make it happen, and we work together, so it's like, we gotta, like you said, find the balance between business and friendship.
Yeah.
Thoughts? I feel like you have something to say. I can see your face right now.
No, I when you said when you were like, you know what this means, right? I was saying in the sense of like, you're drag, like, this is drag, like, this could, like, we in Tokyo, this is a whole, like, we're in a whole other country. And it's just like, we can get over, like, we can at least be like, cool right now. We're going to talk about this when we get back to LA. Like, we don't have to like do all this shit. And like, you're dragging it day to day. I was like, what is going on? Because me personally, I was like, when we had the shit hit the fan, I still was on some like, all right, we're going to be fine. This will be fine. Uh-huh. Even after, like, you know, like, disrespect shit was happening. Like, it was a lot of different shit. I was still on some like, it was still, to me,
I didn't feel like that at all.
Yeah, so I was way more receptive to it. And then, like,
well, I think you were obviously more receptive to it and you didn't feel like it was that big of a deal because you weren't on the other end. Like, you didn't feel like you were, you know, kind of by yourself and, like, feeling like people were attacking you. Well, not attacking, but ganging up on you.
Okay,
maybe you didn't feel that way.
Maybe I felt like,
I'm just saying that's why you didn't feel like it was as a big deal. That's how I felt. Obviously, we've talked about it, and you said, no, that wasn't the intention. But in the moment, that was how I had felt.
I think you expect people to bring pillows to a gunfight. And like, we were like, I'm not about to just
pillows
sit down.
Pillows to a gunfight?
You coming at us raging with guns and you expect us to just be quiet. Nobody is ganging up on you. We all have different personalities.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm going to speak up for me. She's going to speak up for her. If someone doesn't speak up for them, that's just who they are as a person. So I'm not coming at you. I never disrespected you. I never raised my voice at you until the end. Like, I never did any of those things to you.
I mean, even we definitely were yelling at each other. I started yelling first.
No, I was not yelling. I did not yell at you until the second day when we were in the kitchen. And I'm just like, okay, now I'm getting pissed off because after I know for a fact, I really monitored how I was and how we were. Because at the end of the day, I still was like, we are going to get past this.
I don't think that you were raging at me, obviously, in the moment, because I don't think that that's how you were coming at the situation. You know how I thought you were coming at the situation, which I'm not going to say because we're on a podcast. But, like, just because you're not yelling and screaming doesn't mean that you're not doing anything that I could consider to be foul.
So what did you consider to be foul?
I mean, like, you know what I consider
because
to
I
be
didn't
foul.
Because I didn't approach the situation how you wanted me to.
No,
then
no.
Then I really don't get it.
Okay, I mean, we've already talked about it, so it's just no point in getting back into it. That's why I'm like, I don't even want to talk about this part of the whole situation because it's just like, we're not gonna agree on it. We have two different perspectives of it. Like, obviously, you don't know how I felt in the moment. Like, and I don't know how you felt in the moment. Obviously, like. I mean, it was a tough thing to go through. Like, it just was a hard thing to go through. Like, whatever.
And I would never want you to feel alone or sad, especially on your birthday. But just in general, I would never intentionally have those things. And I just felt like when you assumed it was intentional, it just was a completely different reaction that I was not, that did not seem warranted to me. So okay. That's just how I felt about the whole situation. And I even still was, you know, like, I guess I didn't approach it the right way, but that was just, I mean, how we both handled it. And I mean, I don't think neither one of us handled it the way that we should have. So I just feel like we are going to have to agree to disagree, because they're both things that, I mean, I did that aren't acceptable, and things that you did that weren't acceptable. So
no, I
like,
agree. I mean, you know, I agree.
So moving forward, I do feel like there are things that I should take more seriously, and there are things that, you know, when we talk to each other, we talk to each other with love. And I feel like that's just moving forward. That's just how it's going to go.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm happy the podcast didn't break up, because
look, because we took a week off, and literally,
and it ended up being 2 weeks. So we didn't even mean for it to be that. Remember, didn't we miss two episodes?
No, we only missed one. That's why I don't know why I keep saying 2 weeks.
Oh, I don't know why I thought it was 2 weeks.
Damn, we missed a day, a week and a day.
Oh, remember? That's what it was. That's what it was. Yeah, yeah,
but we ended up talking about it, and we ended up, I mean, obviously we still have some unresolved issues, and people gonna be in the comments,
y'all need to talk about it. Like, sometimes we just agree to disagree, because we've
talked about, yeah, we are, and
we're
like,
both very stubborn. Like, we are stubborn.
I don't think I am stubborn.
She is. And that's the problem. That's the problem with her stubbornness, is she don't think she's stubborn, and she is stubborn.
No, well. I know I can be, but I also try to be very understanding as well. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I try to be understanding as well.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about you.
That's not true.
Okay.
But I mean,
I just realized this whole outfit that I have on is inside out. Like, genuinely inside out. Yes, it's inside out. Y'all, I changed in the studio. Whatever.
It looks cute.
Thanks. Somebody gave this to me. But no, I don't know. I'm happy we talked about it. I'm happy we worked through it, like, as much as we were going to work through it. I think that the only thing that matters is that we love each other. We're best friends. We care about us as our friendship, and we care about our podcast as a whole. And like, we know moving forward, obviously, like, how we need to try to come at conflict. Like,
yeah,
we're still learning shit. Like, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Like, whatever. And all we could do is go through shit in order to, like, know how to handle it better for the next time.
Yeah, very true. That's a good way I can end that, because that is very true. Because we both have to go tackle situations. We both think differently. We both, like, everything about us, we have common goals and common thought process, but everything about us is different. We approach things differently. We react to things differently. We handle things differently.
Yeah.
And sometimes it like I said before, it has to be one or the other. And like, sometimes when you do business with friendship, it's both. And that could be fortunate and unfortunate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Which I think, honestly, it's easier for us to, like, I think it's easier for us to handle the podcast stuff than our personal stuff. Don't you? Like, anytime we have,
I feel like some things trickle into it, though. Like, so, like, if we're annoyed with some shit, how the podcast goes, like, we'll overreact with some personal shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I get what you mean.
Like, when I'd argued about me and Evan, like, at the brunch thing, I was kind of annoyed that I felt like I always had to explain stuff all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it kind of stemmed from the podcast.
I don't actually know what you're talking about. But I don't know what you're talking about. When we argue, I'm acting like I do, but I really don't. I was like, uh-huh.
You're like, yeah, uh-huh. Like, when we are about the throwing up, and you thought it was over my relationship, or like about
throwing
Evan,
up.
Throwing up. When we were with the girl who was going to jail. At the brunch.
That had
nothing to do with my personal. That had everything to, like, I had overreacted in that situation, and it had a lot to do with the podcast sometimes. Oh. You know what I'm saying? So I feel
I get
like,
what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes, I forgot about that.
Sometimes it can trickle down into, like, shit that we be doing with the podcast. Yeah. So that's
But
what
I
I'm
just
saying.
No, I just meant, like, our business stuff. Like, if we ever have a disagreement about,
business-wise,
we should have a card
yeah.
like this, we should have a card like that. Like,
that's easy stuff
for us to get through. Like, our personal life is where it's like, okay, we gotta, like, really work on this. We gotta really sit down and talk about this. Like,
and I have been more, I've had to be, it's so annoying. I've had to be way more, like, emotional with Winter. And not emotional, but, like, having to, like, express myself fully and, like, you know what I'm saying? Because
I'm an emotional being. Yeah, I'm very emotional.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, like, that can be a lot for somebody like me, but I've had to, like, learn how to, like, be able to, like, have to be expressive in order to move forward and in order to, like, for the podcast to thrive and our friendship to thrive, because we didn't have these many issues. We didn't have, not issues, but we only had one big argument.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But don't say, like, we just be beefed out all the time.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Because we don't, y'all.
We don't. We really don't. Like, we'll have, like...
We get along very well. But, like, we have our... Like, we honestly, like, we have, like, sister shit. Like, we have sister arguments. I feel like all the time, like, I'd be like... Like, this bitch reminds me of my fucking sister. Like, yeah. That's what it feels like. Those kind of arguments. Like, you know? But it's not just like we're constantly fucking bickering or like...
No, arguing. Yeah, no. I don't mean it like that at all. But, like, it'll be like, you know...
We definitely have more than before the podcast. Yeah. We have to be with each other 24/7. Everything about everything, like our friendship, our personal life, our business, everything. We're 100% intertwined. Like, yeah. You know, so
maybe we should start making time just for ourselves.
Cool, bitch. Bye. Let's start now. Get out my face. Don't
see, now we done. Now we done. This is how it started.
I'm crying.
But yeah, I mean. We left them on a cliffhanger with that. I'm not even gonna lie to you. We left them on a cliffhanger.
I mean, shit, it is what it is. Like, yeah. We can't get into all the damn details because it's just like, it's like, y'all know that's what happened. That is literally what happened. Basically. It's not anything else that happened. It's just like, shit, just, we got into a big ass fucking argument. Like, it just got blown out of proportion. Like, it got dragged out.
Got dragged out.
Too far. Like, too that's far. It. Like, it could have been deaded and it wasn't. And it was my stubbornness and just too much. It was just too much.
But yeah, so that's why we're still here and we're thriving and we're living and we're live and y'all know this podcast can't go nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, no, we not. Y'all, look at my Birkenstocks.
I know, they're so cute. I actually
I
want
love
some.
My Birkenstocks. I know, right?
They're so cute. I want some.
I love my little Birkies. But
one thing I will say about our friendship, we don't mind copying off each other.
Oh, 100%. I'm getting them. No, yeah. You know how I got that freaking W after Rhythm?
Uh-huh.
And everybody would be like, you copy.
Oh, wait, show them the birthday present I got her.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys, well, you guys can see on my Instagram if you can't see, it's hella small, but it's this little dainty like necklace shine. And she has hers and it's just like this little cute dainty necklace. Mm-hmm. And like it's cute. I love my W, so I don't know, maybe I'll go back to that one day, but
go back to it some every now and again, like when I do like a statement.
But I've been loving this little tiny,
I know, it's so cute,
cute dainty
and it's
necklace.
Silver, just like how you like it.
Yeah, look, I know what you like, baby girl.
Yeah, right.
Just how you like it. You're such a creep. No, but what else we finna talk about with y'all? Oh my god, Simone Biles. I know this is so random and off subject, but I just seen it out of the car. Simone Biles made a statement about her husband. She was like, keep my husband name out your mouth, like Will Smith. Yo, why every time I go on here on Instagram and I try to look at something, that Meta thing pops up? Like, not even talking to you, babe. Bro, Simone Biles kind of went in on the people because y'all know that everybody be going in on her, her Mr. Simone Biles.
Because he, I mean, it's...
Hold on, what did she say? Oh, where is it? Bro, where is it? You've seen that.
That's
stuff,
why you gotta right? save it. Gotta have a whole like thing for saving it.
No, I just had it. Okay, well, I can't freaking find it. But basically, Simone Biles told everybody to fuck off. She was like, it's never been funny. Like, y'all are disrespecting my relationship at this point, and y'all just need to fuck off and blah blah blah. What do you think about it?
I don't care about it.
I'm sorry. Honestly, I really don't care.
I don't care. She's gonna get to that stage of delusion after a while. She's riding for her man though, so that is what it is with that. She's riding for her man.
I mean, that's her husband, so
that's her husband. That's what you're supposed to do. But yeah. he should have took them notice that she's doing. Honestly, he should have done the same thing because he was embarrassing for
a
second.
She is riding for him hard.
Yeah, and he needs to follow suit.
He just really should have just gone on a podcast and like been like, nah, y'all got it messed up. I'm obsessed with my queen.
Exactly.
I gotta know something like that.
Yeah, like he's not even a starter, is he?
I think he is.
Oh, oops. But anyways, but yeah, no, I don't care about that. But speaking of social media, I wanted to ask this question.
What?
Should your social media presence change while you're trying to look for a new relationship? Or like the older you get, the more you try to like have a serious relationship?
I'm not going to lie, a little bit, because I am very out of pocket and I think a lot of trifling things are hilarious, but like, I know the type of man that I want to attract. So I do try to like clean it up a little, like,
that's,
you know,
so surprising. I did not know you would say that.
Yeah, no, I do just a little bit. I have to admit it because I have to remember, like, not everybody knows me.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't want their first impression of me to be something like hella raggedy that I think is hilarious, you know, like, so I do now try to watch it. And then when I was just like in a relationship for hella long, I cleaned it up a lot because I'm like, you know, I have a man now, like I got to think of if his family finds my stuff or whatever the case may be. Like, I need to be aware of that. And also, I don't want to embarrass him by saying trifling shit because I love a good trifling joke.
Yeah,
so,
me too. Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. I've been talking about this with a few of my friends lately who are like kind of wanting to settle down and get serious. And we all like, you know, in our 30s now. Yeah. And it's just like, you honestly, you can do those same things. But I'm like, would you post them? I don't think so. Like consistently, like you could, bro, you know me. Like I'll post in my car all day, but I'm not posting when I'm out at every single club that I'm at or every single situation that I'm into in this moment. But like, I don't think everything should be for social media when you want to be taken like a little bit more seriously. Yeah.
I just think for me, it's like the out-of-pocket jokes.
Yeah.
The jokes that I find funny. I watch those a little bit. I've kind of...
What do you mean like with jokes? Like, did you get back on Twitter?
Oh, no. Hell no. I'm probably not getting back on Twitter. I can't do Twitter. They just too weird over there for me.
Really?
But no. I just mean like... I've been thinking a lot of stuff is funny. I want to talk about dick sizes and
memes and
I save that for the close friends and for Finsta now. Mm-hmm. So I save that for Finsta. Even on Finsta, I really couldn't do what I wanted because my man was on Finsta.
I don't want...
Finsta. He was on my
Finsta. He was on your Finsta? Mm-hmm. So did you see who he had on his Finsta too?
Yeah, he had like 20 followers and I only have like 40.
Oh, really?
I don't know. He probably was talking to some girls. I don't know what that man was doing.
My man not allowed to have a Finsta.
Yeah, I don't really care if he has a Finsta. I mean, we trusted each other to that degree. So, I mean, I really don't care about shit like that. If I trust you, it's cool. I can't, you know.
He don't even post, though. So not yours.
Yeah, he don't.
I'm saying mine, like, don't even post at all. So, it's like, what you got a Finsta for if you don't even post on your regular one?
Yeah.
No. Look, he might have a Finsta. I don't even know.
Look, that's what's really the
thing. Yeah, exactly. That's
you never know.
The ones who don't post be the main ones lurking, doing all the things that they're not supposed to be doing, lurking and doing everything else.
Right.
But, yeah, I think that, too.
Well, yeah, how did you... Do we have a question of the week? I mean, advice?
No, I didn't find one. You find an advice this time. Okay. Oh, they had the texting do's and don'ts thing.
The what?
The texting do's and don'ts.
Oh, the texting do's and don'ts. Oh, my God, yes. Okay, that could be the... We could close that out instead of the advice.
Okay.
So, the texting do's and don'ts. First of all, I don't like texting people who take too long to respond.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you take too long to respond, I have nothing to talk to you about. Like, I just won't. I just don't. Mm-hmm. I hate when people ask you what you're doing too much. Like, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, like have no substance behind the text.
Yeah, like there's nothing, like there's no funny jokes. Like I like when somebody uses a couple memes. Like, you know, like I want jokes, fun, energy, jokes, fun. Like, don't be whack.
To me, I'm like I said in the beginning, if you can't text, you're going to have to figure something else out. Like you can call me. You can figure another way, another form of contact to communicate with me through. If you can't be a good texter. But also, I mean, I wouldn't expect that much in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? The closer we get, like if we talk more, if we go on a date.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, where do we go from here? But if
you're texting me every 6 to 12 hours about the same conversation, I don't need to have a fucking conversation over the span of 12 hours.
Yeah.
If that's the case, just call me.
Yeah.
Like, you get what I mean? Like, or just hit me up when we're in the same city or something if you just want to, you know, do that. But, I mean...
So, you're not a texter?
No, I will text throughout the day, like, if it's my man and we're dating. But, like, if we're getting to know each other via the text... Make sure the texts are coming through.
Yeah, and you can't really get to know somebody over text. You can't really get to know they humor, like they verbiage, how they speak and what
but
they
really
mean. But
you know, you have those first like few conversations before you decide if you're going to go on a date with somebody. Yeah. You're like, okay, you know, they're cool, they're weird.
Yeah.
I don't really like his vibe. Mm-hmm. Oh, he just told me he has 6 baby mamas. Like, you know, like that's like, you know, the first few conversations via text. And I think those are important to even know if I want to even link you.
Yeah,
you know,
very true.
For the first time. So
I like what I used to like doing. Was like FaceTiming them looking raggedy as hell.
Oh, that's
I let you know what you're getting into.
Why do I look pregnant, y'all? I swear to God, I'm not pregnant. Look at this angle. Look at this angle.
I'm crying.
Wait, it looks like I'm hiding a baby belly. Y'all, that is just two rolls.
Rolling?
Two rolls. That's Rolling and Rolana. But yeah.
Yeah, it just depends.
That's it. Oh. What? What?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, yeah, guys, thank you guys for watching this episode. We can't wait to come back next week to be on schedule with everything that's going on. Right? Yeah, this is the...
Oh, yeah. This is the... No, it's going to be next week.
No, that's what I mean. When they watch this, it's going to be next week.
Yeah.
So we can't wait to get back on schedule for you guys. Obviously, this was the second episode we filmed like ahead of time, so... Pay attention to our Instagrams, watch the Patreon.
And watch our Patreon. Yes. We have some new content up there for you. So yes, tune into that. Love ya.
Bye.